All right, well, moving on to a less smelly gas. We've heard about sequestration deep beneath the earth with CO2, and now here's another way of dealing with the CO2 problem, and it's copper. It's quite tricky to extract CO2 from air, as it's quite a stable molecule, at least compared to the other component of air, which is oxygen, and also nitrogen as well. And so most of the time, gaseous oxygen will bond to a metal, for example, before carbon dioxide does. But this new copper complex reported in the journal Science this week can ignore boring old O2 and go straight for CO2. And the researchers led by Elizabeth Bauman at the Leiden Institute for Chemistry say that typically the problem with oxygen is that it will gain an electron more readily than CO2. But this copper complex will happily donate electrons to carbon dioxide instead. So to extract CO2 from the air, they put this copper complex into solution, and the researchers say that the atmospheric CO2 to which it's exposed will be absorbed. And then to extract the carbon again, they just added a lithium salt solution, easy as that. They put a low voltage across it of about 0.03 volts, and presto, the organic compound precipitated out. And as a bonus, the byproducts can be converted into useful compounds, which can be used in things like cleaning products and wood preservation products. What's really useful is the copper complex can be cleaned at the end of the reaction and reused. It's a catalyst. So they managed to do this 6 times in 7 hours. And compared to other methods of sequestration, it's actually really cheap. And there's a possibility that accessible copper ores might run dry not too far in the distant future. So I don't know how long that might last.
Presumably it's energetically favourable as well. Have they done the sums to prove that it is actually worth doing it this way?
Well, yeah, because the voltage that they put across it to clean it, again, is so very low compared to other methods that, you know, it's really cheap in terms of energy.
Thank you very much, Diana.